Hey there, what's going on? How you doing? What's popping? Hope you're having a lovely day, and if you're not, well, I hope it gets better now, because if you didn't know, well, now you know that you're on the Mafe Joke Mami show. Yeah, guys, man, it's good to be back. It's nice to be back. It feels like I've been gone. Oh, I've been away for a while, but it's just been a week. But yeah, I guess it just goes to show that I love doing this, and I'm so grateful for you guys that keep coming back, that listen to the show, that listen to the podcast. I really appreciate you. You guys are the real MVP. If this is your first time, well, I just want to say a very big welcome. Welcome to the Mafe Joke Mami show. This show is your number one place for, you know, that good vibes, that good energy. We're all about positivity on this show. We talk about a whole lot of things really centered around music, history, culture, especially Nigerian culture, the Nigerian history, all that kind of stuff. From time to time, I would also be sharing with you guys some personal experiences of mine. Some of you might find funny, some might find educated. All in all, this is just a general platform for expression to spread positivity, basically. My name is Funmilola, aka Funmi Pepe, you already know, the host of the show. And thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. But enough of that, let's get right into it. So, in today's episode, I wish there was a way like I could hide the title. When like you click on the podcast, you wouldn't be able to tell what the title is until this part where I sort of like reveal it and it just pop. But you've already seen what the title is, so you know what today's episode is about. So let's just get right into it. Now, before I proceed, I would like to drop a disclaimer. I just want to say that music is very subjective. You get me? It just depends on you, what you like, what you don't like. I get a lot of people say like there's something like objectively good music, objectively bad music. I disagree. It's all just down to you, whatever hits you. We all experience music in different ways, and our different opinions and views are all correct. What I recommend might not be, you might not like it, you might like it. So don't take these things too serious, you understand? Although if you don't like what I recommend, you should check yourself up, because I'm a music expert. I'm kidding, I'm not. But yeah, music is subjective. You might like it, you might not like it. And just because you don't like it doesn't make the music itself bad. It just means it's not for you. So yeah, just focus on what's... Second disclaimer. I don't even know what the second disclaimer is. Let's move on. So, the way we are going to go about this episode is that to start, I'll first give like an introduction about the artist. Just talk a little bit about who they are, what they are about, what they are, the kind of music they are into. You know, just a little bit of ramble, or just introduce the artist. Then I would go on to review some of their works. I would mostly be reviewing albums, because I feel like albums are the best way to get an insight into an artist. It shows you what this artist is really about. It showcases the artistry of that particular artist, because, you know, when you work on a body of work, you sort of showcase your range, your versatility, and there is like a message behind that album and inspiration, which you get to like express yourself more. Rather than picking singles here and there, I would review albums and sort of like guide you in how best to listen to the artist I'm going to be introducing you to. So yeah, then after which we'll give a couple of shout out to some solid songs or some other albums if I'm not able to review more than one album, because I don't think I'll be able to do more than one because of our time. So that's how we're going to go about it. Let's jump right into that straight away. So, the first person we're going to be looking at today is none other than the legendary Bukola Elemide, aka Asha. Asha, whose name translates to Hulk. Funny enough, she said she got the inspiration from the name from her childhood, like a particular era where she always seemed to drift away from home without any particular destination in mind. She's a singer-songwriter, recording artist in Nigeria. Interestingly, she was born in France. Our genre of music is like a mixture of R&B with like soul, Afropop, jazz, and it all creates this, it blends together to create this wonderful, distinct genre, I guess, or sub-genre of music. Anyways, the one thing I love the most about Asha is her voice. Her voice takes center stage when she sings. I really don't know how to explain it, but it's sort of like she's ahead of the beat and she doesn't hide behind it. Anytime you listen to her music, you can tell like she has an appreciation for the little things, like the way she places her voice between the instruments, is the beats of the song, her melodies are so divine. Our inspiration includes people like Fela Kuti, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley, King Sunny Ade, Lagbaja, Aretha Franklin. I mean, the caliber of people she listens to, it's only just natural that she would go ahead to make beautiful music, because you know they say you are what you eat, or no, you are what you consume. When it comes to Asha's discography, she has a ton of work. Like it's impossible to cover everything. I mean, her album alone, she has 5 official studio released albums, which the very first album, titled Asha, which was produced by the legendary Cobams. If you know Cobams, shout out to you. Came out in 2017. 3 years later, she would drop a second album, Beautiful Imperfection. 4 years later, in 2014, her third studio album, Bed of Stone. She took a break for 5 years, after which she dropped her 4th studio album, Lucid. Just recently, I mean, just like a few weeks ago, she released her 5th studio album, titled V. She's such a gifted artist. She's different. It's more or less, her music sort of like becomes poetry at a point. The album I've decided to review today is her very first album, my personal favorite album, Asha. I decided to choose this just because of it's so dear to me. It has all the songs that I love, and yeah, plus it's my podcast. I'm just kidding. Let's just get right into it. So straight into the album Asha. Right off the bat, Asha kicks off with the absolute classic Jayla. Jayla is the first song of the album. This song speaks for itself. It's an absolute classic in the Nigerian music industry. In this song, Asha sings about Mr. Jayla, which she used as a metaphor for like anyone or any institution that has been set up to, that initially was set up to like protect the people's interests, or anyone that is in power that is meant to protect your interests, but uses that medium to exploit you or oppress you. You get, this song is sort of like a freedom song to like sort of break away for both the Mr. Jayla, which he says that at the end of the day, you're also a prisoner too, if you think I'm in chains, because you're in chains too. You're also imprisoned by that same mentality that you're using, that you think is meant to keep me down, that I'm breaking free from that line of thought. So if you don't break free from that, you would also just remain in that prison. Very powerful and inspiring song. She moves on to sing the next song, 360. Yo, the guitars. I know she plays the guitar and she absolutely went wild on this one. It's a very happy song. She sings about not having to start over from the beginning. You could just, instead of going the old 360, why not just do a 180? Turn back. It's not too late. Just turn back from that. Your ways, your nonsense ways. You understand? Let's start again from, we could just start again from here. She proceeds to a third song, a heartbreak song, I guess. Or is it a love song? I guess it's more of like a heartbreak song. Bimbanke, which Bimbanke translates to if I cry, or if I'm crying. The whole premise of the song is like, if I'm crying, even in the rain, or if it's raining, or if I'm... I don't know if she meant like... Because she said, Bimbanke, Tojo Banro, Fimisile, like, just leave me alone. don't come and comfort me. At the end of the day, you are the cause of all these my tears. Femile, I don't really know what the instrument is. I think it's the violin. I'm guessing it's a violin. It makes the whole tune like mad. It just makes it. Fourth song, Subway. It was the first time we got to see like more of like a laid back, chilled Asha. A very slow tempo, you understand? Sexy kind of vibe. She starts the song talking about how her life is like a subway. There's nothing permanent about the subway. People just go, people come, and that's what she feels her life is. She now goes on to sing about how her mother had already warned her about the dangers of love itself. If you go and love, you'll be crazy. That you should be careful about anything. And again, I think it's the violin. It was crazy in this song. Very crazy. I love, absolutely love it. My mama said, baby, be careful. If anybody come to say I love you, oh, 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 oh. Next song, Fire on the Mountain. This song speaks for itself. If you listen to it, you know what it's about. There's really not much to say about this song. Let's not waste my time. The song is, just go listen to it. It's wonderful. Pavit, like 10 over 10. There is fire on the mountain, and nobody seems to be on the run. Oh, there is fire on the mountain. The next song, the sixth song, Eye Adaba. Eye Adaba translates to like the dove. Like the Eye is bird and Adaba is like, Eye Adaba is dove. I don't know how to break. And if you already, you should know, like the dove is used to represent peace, and that's what she sings about. It's just a song of peace. She opens up the song saying like Ojumo Timo, which translates to like it's a new dawn, or like the sun of rice in this land, that like the bird of the dove should come and descend upon her. Let's just forget all our worries, and yeah, that's what the song is about. It's my absolute, see, if I was to ever only listen to one song for the rest of my life, this would be the song. It's a very powerful song, emotional. It's perfect. It's one of those few perfect songs that exist. It's, yeah, absolutely. If anybody was like, oh, what Asha's song should I listen to? This would be the song I would recommend over and over again. Absolutely wonderful. She moves on to sing the next song on the album, No One Knows. I mean, this is one of those songs that from the title you understand what the song is about. It's just nobody knows about what tomorrow holds. Nobody knows what would happen tomorrow. That we should, why just bother, why worry, just live your life in the present. But there's one line she said that absolutely sticks with me, where she was like, tomorrow is a politician's today, which I just found funny, because at the end of the day, that's what politicians end up doing. They end up promising you tomorrow. Why did they get to, they live in today, because that's what a politician does, at least a bad one anyway. They are just they're just shopping all your money now. Why promising you tomorrow? That like, that is what tomorrow is. At the end of the day, it's just smokes and mirrors. Who knows what tomorrow will hold? Why worry yourself about it? Just live in the present. And the eighth song on this is, it's a story about like a young man named Waidi and his affairs with a woman, an older woman. The song was sung in the perspective of Waidi's aunt. In the song, Waidi's aunt is sort of like narrating what has happened, and she sings about Waidi was this young man that left the village for Lagos, but when he got to Lagos, he got mixed up with all sorts of and impregnated a woman. And not only, and you know, I mean, the song just sort of like it's a insight into like the Yoruba culture kind of thing, where it's like there's one problem, but it's the minor things that annoy, or like the Yoruba people tend to like amplify like the minor things that are not really relevant, the details are not really very relevant, things like that. At the end of this day, this woman is much older than you. She says she's pregnant for you. She's giving birth to this child. You're a dark man. This child is light. How come? You get things like that. And she was talking about how she has her own children. She has her own problem that you're not my child. You're stressing me. And all that. A very beautiful story. Like another beautiful song. This would be almost my second favorite Asha song ever. The next song on the album, Peace, like I said, it's one of those songs just about peace. Life is full of ups and downs, and that the only people that like find peace are those that are dead. Like, you only find peace are dead. That like, and she starts the song. I like how she started the song where she was like, peace for the people that are gone, yepa, which is a Nigerian slang that means like it's used to express shock for the ones that are yet to come. Because I mean, based on what she's saying, just a beautiful song all around. They make it, but I say, I want to run away. What better way to end the song than the last track, so beautiful, where in this song Asha pays homage to her mother. It's a beautiful song of how she sang about how her mother never complained, her mother suffered in her husband's house just for the sake of her children. We should all come and appreciate our mother, because like the language she says, Urishabi ya usilaye, which translates to like, I'll say like a deity, like your mother. There's no deity like your mother, because she sacrifices a lot for you. It's such a beautiful song, such a beautiful song. And I just love like she used it to like end the whole album. So yeah, that's the Asha album. That's my review. Remember, these are my own interpretations. These are my own takes, my own opinion on the song. So don't take it too seriously, but yeah. Something interesting I found about Asha was that when she was 18, she attended this talent show and actually registered as a dancer. But after a couple of series of events, one or two, she was asked by a group of boys to join their group, and she went on to perform on stage singing, and that's what led to the Asha we know of today. If she had not met those boys, or if those boys had not offered, who knows, would not have been blessed with this beautiful artist. But yeah, that's it for Asha. You should go listen to Asha, please. Our new album is out now. V is on all platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music. Go run it up ASAP. So moving on, ladies and gentlemen, next person we're going to be talking about is none other than the legendary Brymo. Brymo, whose real name is Olawale Olaforo, is a Nigerian singer, songwriter, performing artist whose music is a mixture of, I would say, jazz, Fuji, R&B, to a degree pop, you could say soul, all combined to like make this sort of refined music. In fact, that's the one word that best describes, in my opinion, one of Brymo's finest qualities is his voice. His voice is refined, is smooth. The texture on his voice is, oh my gosh, refined is the word. I mean, there is nobody like Brymo. Nobody sounds like Brymo. I don't think anybody could do Brymo the way Brymo does Brymo. The first time I would say I came across Brymo was when he rose into limelight after after High Springs' hit song Oleku. Then he signed to Chocolate City under MI, and he subsequently went on to release hit songs like Good Morning. In fact, Good Morning was the first time I got hooked on Brymo, and I think that's what converted me to a Brymo fan after listening to Good Morning. So while with Chocolate City, he would go on to release four projects: Brimestone, The Son of a Carpenter, Merchants, Dealers and Slaves, Tabula Rasa. In fact, Merchants, Dealers and Slaves was the first album I ever listened to of Brymo. Fantastic album. It's so dear to me. He would later leave Chocolate City after a clash with DOE. He fell out bad with them, and I would say leaving Chocolate City was defining in Brymo's career, because he was able to rebrand, and after then he saw his music, the quality elevated, and that's when he released, to me, one of Brymo's, I don't even know, it's so hard to pick Brymo's best work, but Clitoris, it came out in 2016, is my favorite album, and is the album I'll be reviewing in today's episode. He subsequently will go on to release four other albums: Osho, Yellow, Nine, Eson, then Nine, Amatan, and Snow, which is I think it's the same album, but two versions or variants of the album, but they are sort of like different projects, but the same, I don't know. They are just stunning. So let's just move on to the review. He started off, Naked featuring SC. I think I'm pronouncing it right. I have to first give kudos to SC, because he did wonderful on the chorus or the hook. I don't really know what, I think that's the hook of the song. It's the drums in this tune is so powerful. Brymo sings about stripping away everything that protects him. Whatever it is, the love that other people gave him, the support, everything, and just leaving him with his ego, that if that's what it takes to pass his message or achieve what it is his calling, that he's willing to do it, he's willing to do all that naked, and evoke so much emotions in it, and you can tell that Brymo puts a lot of his heart into that project, and it reflects when you listen to a very powerful song. He then follows it up with the second track, Them They Go. It tells a story about three people that have different personalities and different attributes and whatever. Come together, decide to come and work together on something irrespective of their differences. But it wasn't working out. They sort of were always just clashing, and he's singing and telling these people that, see, just go your separate ways. What's the use? Keep on clashing heads. And it's just a series of metaphors and all. Some people claim that it's about him singing about his fallout with Chocolate City, with the whole MI, him coming together, and the song was a way to express himself. And I tell them if them no hungry, make them scatter. Go their separate ways. Next song, which is my favorite Brymo song, Happy Memories. Happy Memories, in my opinion, is a perfect love song. I would love to play this song in my wedding. I would love to see, if you're out there and you want to win me over, a perfect way, a perfect date or whatever, just let's do karaoke. Let's go, let's sing Happy Memories. That's all I'll say. Just listen to this song with your boo or your bae, and you're good to go. Perfect love song. Then he moves on, he proceeds to sing another love song, Koshayami. Koshayami is a Yoruba phrase that translates to "she should marry me," or "she should be my wife." And in this, it's just a story about Brymo coming to describe this perfect woman, this perfect lady that is all this and all that. And he's just basically telling us the world, inviting us to please, let me play with this woman. She come and marry me. She's so perfect, and I'm ready to get to settle down too. Yeah. The next track on the album is Alhaji Oshiomhole. And Alhaji Oshiomhole translates to a thrift collector, because Alhaji is thrift collector. Then Oshiomhole is an area in Lagos, the main Lagos mainland. But this Alhaji Oshiomhole is a reference to a thrift collector that he was a thrift collector in the, I don't know when exactly in Nigeria, but it was said that this man didn't go to school, he was uneducated, but still he was able to manage this whole thrift without ever having to record it anywhere. He didn't write anything, and he never for once mixed up any records from anybody. Everything was always in his head, and that's what Brymo sings about in this song, that like his head is like correct, he's extremely, you get, intact up there, and that's what you need to be able to go about this world, to navigate through the problems of this world, because that's what all this world is about. Like when everything is seeming upset or seeming wrong or seeming other, what you need is a calm head, a head that is intact, and once you have that, you're good to go. Beautiful song. You ask me how I survive, proceeds to the next track, Something Good Is Happening. I mean, this is one of those songs that, again, from the title you can tell what it's about. I think this is the first time we get sort of like a fast tempo upbeat kind of Brymo. It gives you this jazz kind of feelings, like the 80s, the 70s, just makes you want to, you know, just click and just dance. Yeah, something good is happening. I mean, that's why it's just come and celebrate, because something good is happening. Something good is happening. Something good is happening. He moves on to the next track on the album, Billion Naira Dream. Man, if I like the contrast that Brymo was able to create between Something Good Is Happening and Billion Naira Dream, because Billion Naira Dream is like the tempo is, it strips it back, it brings you all the way down, very slow tempo. He sings about building an empire, building something large, something great. The one thing I like the most about this, and I think that's what a lot of people appreciate, is the fact that Brymo said he wanted to build a Billion Naira Dream. His dream is a Billion Naira, and the fact that he wants it in Naira means he wants it here. He wants to create it in Nigeria. He doesn't want, really, he wants to be big here at home. I sort of like that touch. It's just nice. Like, it could have been like a $1 billion dream or whatever, but he chose the word Naira, and I feel like that's a class touch. And I'm sure he has a billion Naira now. I'm pretty sure. I mean, what's a billion Naira? Even I have a billion Naira. Imagine. Yeah, but let's move on. In the life I live, to help me feel the future that I see, to make come true my billion naira dream. The next song on the album, on the project, Let's Make Love, is for, like the title suggests, it's just, is a, Yusef, put 1+1, that's what just the song is all about. It's a very sexual song, you know, that Marvin Gaye kind of vibe. I hope I'm pronouncing that name properly anyway. But yeah, I love the piano on this one. Like, the pianos are really, really strong pianos, like really deep. And one thing I like about this song is how, when he's about to deliver the chorus, I like how the piano softens and sort of allows him to deliver this delicate chorus to you. But I like that a lot. But yeah, solid song. The next track, Mirage. If I'm being honest, the best way to like understand this song is to experience this song. I feel like this is one of those songs that is experienced and not heard. You experience it. like you just close your eyes and you listen to Mirage, which is, I mean, you, if you pull up the lyrics to the song and you listen to it with your eyes closed, mind open, it's a sermon on its own. Just go and listen to it. That's all I'll say. It's one of those songs that I just want you to go and experience. Such a wonderful song. The next song, The Way the Cookie Crumbles, is a song about how we are just like, I would say, like puppets in the hands of the puppeteer, like they say. In the end, we have no control over anything that happens. Because, yeah, anything that happens, happens because it's the way the cookie crumbles. You've been dealt this hand, so deal with it. Just don't think too much about it. Just have a good time. You can't do anything at this point. It's the way the cookie crumbles. The last song, I wouldn't say it's a song, but the last track, Girl from New York, is sort of like a snippet, or I don't really know what to call it, to end the whole project. It's so beautiful, but yeah, it's so short. I mean, it's just an extremely two-line short story about a girl from New York who is like doubting Brymo's ability, like his spending power, like, and all that. Very beautiful way to like end the whole album. You won't count my paper. The girl from New York. The girl from New York. All in all, Clitoris is a very good way to get into Brymo's music, because it sort of like gives you or shows you Brymo's range, his versatility, it shows off his writing skills, his storytelling. It gives you the happy Brymo, gives you sad Brymo, it gives you conscious Brymo, it gives you goofy Brymo. It's just a wonderful blend. Another song an album I would also recommend if you've listened to Clitoris, is I really love Osho. Osho is also a solid project. One song aside, just one shout out song, I just want to give a special shout out to Akoko. Akoko translates to The First, is a song of, I think, Esong 9, the first song in 9. Just a beautiful song. I just love it. Just go listen to Brymo and support him, because if he's not the greatest musician in Nigeria currently or in Africa currently, I don't really see anybody that comes close to him when it comes to talent. He's absolutely gifted, and yeah, I would argue is like the closest thing we've had, aside those in like Fela's family, you get like Seun Kuti or Femi Kuti. I would say like Brymo is the closest we've had to like Fela. He's such a powerful musician, I don't like to even refer to him as a musician. I feel like he's an artist, that like music is, because the music he makes is art, you get, it's different. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you liked it. I hope you enjoyed it. Asha and Brymo are two artists that I definitely recommend you should listen to. And if you listen to them already, I hope I've been able to sort of like reconnect you with their music. While I was making this episode, I sort of like fell in love with both artists again, and it was such a nice feeling or journey for me. So yeah. Hey guys, I want to remind you to also subscribe to the podcast wherever you're at, so you could get those notifications anytime a new episode is out. And remember to follow Mafejokpami on Twitter at MafejokpamiPod. That's MafejokpamiPod. I'll be dropping links to both Brymo's and Asha's websites where you could get links to all the old projects, and also yeah, just come and interact with the podcast on Twitter. I myself, I'll be there. Come share your thoughts, your comments, whatever it is, and yeah, I'll see you there. stuff. For now, stay jiggy, drink water, mind your business, but most importantly, cho, ma fejok mami.